Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
At a recent UN Security Council briefing on non-proliferation and Iran, U.S. Alternative Representative for Special Political Affairs Robert Wood said, "When you look into the forces behind some of today's most devastating and destabilizing conflicts, you see one country's name pop up over and over again, Iran."
Iran continues to fuel conflict and instability in the Middle East and other parts of the world, and its nuclear activities continue to be of grave concern.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has reported Iran is expanding its nuclear program, noted Ambassador Wood, including by installing additional advanced centrifuges and stockpiling greater quantities of highly enriched uranium.
All of this is happening against the backdrop of continued comments by Iranian officials suggesting Iran may decide to change its nuclear doctrine and build a nuclear weapon. Iran's actions suggest it is not interested in demonstrating verifiability that its nuclear program is exclusively peaceful. We must be clear in our condemnation of this dangerous conduct and Iran's failure to cooperate with and address the IAEA's unresolved questions.
Ambassador Wood emphasized that the United States believes diplomacy offers the most effective solution to resolving concerns over Iran's nuclear program.
Though diplomacy is the best option, the United States has also been clear: a nuclear Iran can never be an option. We are prepared to use all elements of national power to ensure that outcome.
The United States is concerned about Iran's ballistic missile and drone programs as well. Weapons, Ambassador Wood said, we have seen Iran use against its neighbors repeatedly over the last year. He also pointed to the Iranian regime supplying ballistic missiles technology to the Houthis, arms to Hezbollah, and drones and short-range ballistic missiles to Russia for use in Moscow's illegal war against Ukraine.
We all have a role to play in condemning Iran's brazen destabilizing behavior. In our statements today, but even more importantly, through concrete action.
When Iran flagrantly defies the Security Council without consequence and flouts its resolutions, it undermines the credibility and authority of the United Nations, said Ambassador Wood. We must continue to hold Iran to account and continue to live up to our mandate to advance international peace and security.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.